Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
It's your life, and there are so many possibilities, and all of those positive suggestions are true.
I believe that the opposite of depression, it's not happiness, it's purpose. I believe that every single person has something unique to contribute to the world. And that's why I wanted to create a show called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Don't Keep Your Day Job is about figuring out what it is that you were here to do in this world that only you can do to make the world more whole, more beautiful, and to stop selling yourself short, and to stop sitting it out, and to figure out how to take this thing you love, whether it's art or music or screenwriting or dance or baking, and how do you weave this thing that you love into a life that you get to contribute, that you get to do what you love full time, because it's not just about business, it's about contribution, it's about meaning. That is what we seek, that is what we truly want, and you absolutely are here to serve the world, and I want to help you figure out just how much value you have inside of you. And every single week, we're going to be talking to people who have something to add to help you get out of your own way, to help you be more successful, to help you be the truest expression of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's dive in.
Thanks to Skillshare for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. You can get 2 months of Skillshare for free and get unlimited access to thousands of classes. Go to www.skillshare.com/dreamjob2 to start your 2 months now. Thanks to NetSuite, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform. Download their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, today at netsuite.com/dreamjob. We're also supported by Figs. Figs is an amazing company that makes stylish and functional scrubs for the people who deserve it most. Figs is offering you 15% off your first purchase by using our code DREAMJOB at wearfigs.com. Thanks to FabFitFun for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code DREAMJOB for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. I hope you guys, if you're living in the States, are having a nice long Labor Day weekend. I want to let you know we're actually doing this Labor Day deal. We just decided, someone on my team suggested it to me, and I said, sure, let's do it. Anyone who pre-orders the book today will get a live session with me on how to create a successful podcast and free access to the videos from my Everyone Can Podcast course. You can use the link in the show notes to submit proof of purchase of pre-ordering my book, and we'll send you a code to get the course. Also, I just want to let you know that it means the world to me that you guys pre-order the book. I think that some people don't realize, like, why does she keep talking about this book? Why do you want people to pre-order the book? If anything that I've done you feel has been worth $15 or $20 of value, if you've gotten what you think is $15 or $20 of value from listening to the show, from anything that you feel my message is doing, it would mean the world to me if you pre-order, because we are halfway to our goal. And when I say goal, it's because there's an algorithm to everything, unfortunately. And the way that it works is that if you sell a certain amount of books, your book gets to be seen and people actually hear about it. If you don't sell a certain amount of books, the stores won't carry it and people won't even know that it exists. It sort of gets buried. And so it's frustrating because there are so many great books, just like there's so much good music, but because the song never hits the Billboard, you know, chart, maybe you never knew about it. And it doesn't mean that the song wasn't great. And I feel like together we're really creating a movement. It's not just about me. It's not really about just Kathy Heller. I think that you guys know me by now, that the reason I want to get this book out there is because I want people to wake up and feel like they are living life on their terms and that they feel joyful and that you deserve that. And so I wouldn't have spent 2 years writing a book just so nobody would hear it. It's like, I really, truly want so many people to have that feeling like they get to be themselves and they get to enjoy their life. And so if every one of you went ahead and pre-ordered the book, we would 100% guarantee that the book would be a bestseller and people will hear this and stores will carry it and this message will start to permeate. It's so embarrassing and hard to be vulnerable and ask for your help. But if there's something that you can do to help me, it would be to pre-order a copy of the book. And you can pre-order the audio version or the soft cover, hardcover, but go ahead and pre-order it. And I'm also giving away a free full week. It's like an immersion workshop I'm doing for a whole week. I'll be showing up every single day and helping you figure out what is your passion project and how to make money from it. And that is going to be the week of September 16th. So if you pre-order it before September 16th, you get that full week and it'll be a live week workshop and you get the whole thing because it is hard for me to ask. And I want to keep doubling down and giving you so much more value because I so appreciate you guys. You have no idea how you lift me up. I know so many people say that the internet is like a difficult place and the world out there is doggy dog and people don't have your best interests in mind. And then I think about all of you and how much you guys touch my life and make me feel unconditionally loved and supported. And I hope that you feel that from me. So it feels really embarrassing to say I need your help, but I do need your help. So if you feel like the podcast has added value to your life that's worth, let's say, $15 or $20, which is what it costs to buy the book, I would really so appreciate if you went ahead and pre-ordered it. Okay. Today, I want to talk about something that I know that you guys are struggling with because we asked our audience, we've been asking you, what's your biggest challenge and what's been coming up for you lately? And people have been saying, well, it's easy for me to feel inspired and get ready to rip it open, but then I take a few steps and then something else gets in the way, or I realize that I don't have the time or the resources, or I start thinking about how I need to know the next 20 steps and then I just give up. So on today's episode, I want to give you a few tips on how to stay committed to this bigger vision, to this goal, to this thing that's your dream, even when it feels like you're pushing a 40-ton boulder up a hill. I want to give you some ways of maybe being able to move it and actually to get to where you want to go. Even when you feel exhausted from your to-do list, even when those negative thoughts are telling you, this is so stupid, why would you do this? Why would you even think you could do this? Even when you feel like giving it all up because it's never going to amount to anything, or your aunt told you that there's no reason to even try because things like that don't happen to people like you and me. Those are all just really negative things and they're limiting beliefs. And we all have those things that we tell ourselves, and we have to look at that and it has to stop. And I want to talk about how we can commit to these dreams and how we can see them happen even when it's hard. First of all, I want to let you know something that's really been resonating with me is something that Danielle Laporte talks about, which is when she talks about desire mapping. She was on the show and she talked about when you think of what you want, you know, sometimes people will have New Year's Eve goals and they'll write down, I want to make $1 million. I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to whatever it is. And those are all nice things. But Danielle takes it to the next step and she'll say, ask yourself, how do you want to feel? Like if you are wanting to lose weight, if you are wanting to make more money, why? What's the feeling you're hoping that you'll feel? And you might think to yourself, oh, when I think of having more money, I feel free, or I feel like then I could travel to places I want to go. And it makes me feel this sense of, you know, being myself or living with adventure. And I want to encourage you to do those things that make you feel those feelings today and tomorrow, because that's actually something that we have more control over, right? Like there are so many things that we can be doing right now that make us feel free. How many of you know this story? There's a story about a Harvard businessman who goes to vacation with his family in Mexico. And every morning he wakes up early before his kids get up and he does some work out on the deck. And he sees this man go out on a boat and do some fishing. And about 45 minutes later, he comes back with all of these fish. And he does it every single day. This businessman is watching him do that every morning. And on about the fourth or fifth morning, he walks, you know, down from his deck and he walks over to the man and he says, excuse me, sir, you know, I've been watching you for the last few days and I'm just amazed. Like, how are you so good at this? You know, you go out for only 45 minutes and you come back and I see you're bringing back all of these fish. How do you do that? And the man says, oh, you know, I've been doing this my whole life since I'm like 8 years old. My father was a fisherman. He taught me how to fish.
And he says, and what are you fishing for? And he tells him, oh, you know, this incredible, there's Dover sole and there's red snapper and all of this incredible stuff. It's right here, right off the bay. And he says, wow, you know, I just had 8 ounces of that fish at the restaurant last night and I paid $45 for it. You know, how many pounds are you bringing in 45 minutes? And the Mexican fisherman says, you know, I hadn't thought about it, but I guess, you know, I bring in about 20 pounds every time I go out. And he says, wow, that's amazing. Have you ever thought about just staying out an extra hour and then you'd have an extra 20 pounds? And he says, what do you mean? You know, I only need these certain amount of fish. I take them home to my wife and my kids and we have more than enough to eat. And I give a few to my parents and one to my brother and sister and we're good. And then I spend the rest of the day, you know, I have 6 kids. I hang out with them. I play guitar. I drink a few cervezas. You know, I enjoy my day. The businessman from Harvard says, well, if you spent one extra hour, you know, you'd have 20 extra pounds you don't need. So you could sell that and think about what that's worth a pound. You could make a few $1,000s. And imagine if you stayed out for 4 hours every day, you know, you just multiply that, you know, you'd be making thousands of dollars a day. And he says, well, and then what? He says, well, then, I mean, you could train other people to do it. You could have like a whole fleet of people who go out and do this every day. And then, you know, just think about it. You can make hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then because this fish, it's so valuable, you could import it to the States. And I know a guy who has a cannery in the States and you can make millions. And he says, and then what? He's like, well, then, you know, you'd have millions of dollars coming in. And then what? He says, well, then, you know, you could just relax. And the man looks at him and he says, well, I don't understand. I mean, that's what I do right now is I spend a lot of time just, it's awesome. You know, we live in this little house, you know, right off the beach here and we have more than enough to eat. And I spend a lot of day with my kids and I take a siesta in the afternoon, take a nap. I read some books, I play my guitar and I come out every morning and I fish and some days I surf a little too. And he says, what do you do? And the Harvard businessman says, well, you know, I work. And he says, how often do you come to the beach? He says, well, you know, I take about one vacation a year. And he said, and how do you spend your days? He said, well, I work a lot. You know, I wake up early before my kids get up and I work all day. And then I come home and sometimes they're sleeping and I try to see them on the weekend, but you know, sometimes I have to work. And he says, and what are you doing? You know, what's the goal of it? He says, well, I figure if I work really hard, then I could retire, but it looks like my retirement age is going to be later than I thought since my kids are all going to private schools right now for high school. And then I'll probably have to put them through college and, you know, I'll probably wind up working, but eventually I'll retire and then I can spend more time on the beach like you. And the fisherman says, well, I hope you spend more time doing that, you know, before you retire. And he says, yeah, you know, I never really thought about it this way. And he goes back and he cries for the first time in a long time, just thinking about how much he's sort of living for the future. And it really is amazing how we forget that there's so many things that we can do right now that make us feel so alive. And that's why I've talked so much about the artist way and artist dates and just doing things that make you feel joyful. You know, I started playing ukulele again and taking some lessons. And the other night I had a bunch of friends over and I wanted to do just like a salon, like a talent show night. And I said to all my friends, you know, come, you can share a story, a poem, you can do some stand-up comedy. That was for my husband. I said, you could sing a song, just share, just for the sake of sharing. It doesn't have to be for a career. It doesn't have to be to scale. It doesn't have to be to make any money. And it was so beautiful. Like we all came together and I was nervous to do it, but I played a song. I've had 3 lessons. I played a song on my ukulele. I played Leave It on a Jet Plane because it's so easy to play. And it was so fun just to play it. And I wasn't at some big club with a huge crowd, but I got to just play this song. And a friend of mine shared a short story she wrote. It was really powerful. And my husband did some of his comedy. And I realized how much we all just need time to do the things that bring us joy and how we have so much more control over our well-being than we think. And you don't have to wait until you make $1 million to feel free. You don't have to wait until your shop is doing $400,000 worth of sales on Etsy or you get featured in somebody's blog. You could feel more like you today. And I think that one of the things that all of our guests have in common is that before they knew it would happen, and instead of waiting to feel this sense of joy once they were paid for something, they just did the things that made them happy. Remember in the Jonathan Adler story that was from like a year and a half ago, but when he was here, he talked about how he had been fired now from like 3 or 4 jobs and he was feeling so stuck. And he thought, you know, the thing I really love doing, I love making pottery. And he was like 28 years old. He had gone to Brown, wasn't making any money in New York City. And he thought, gosh, I've tried so hard to make it in so many different careers. And he was just feeling so down. He's like, maybe I should just do something that I love. And he started making some pottery. And he felt like a complete change in his well-being. And he was like rollerblading down into the studio to like throw these pots on the wheel. And there was synchronicity that came from that. And he wound up having the courage to call up this buyer at Barney's and say, you know, I just made a few pots. And the guy actually said he would come over and look at his pottery. He said, oh no, I live in like this fourth floor walk-up. I thought I was going to come to you. I'm a little embarrassed. The guy's like, I'm going to come over and I'll check it out. And he did. And he told him, you know, we actually like it, but we just need a different glaze. And he's like, oh, what do you mean by that? And anyway, it just sort of took off from there. And then the next big thing that happened is he followed his curiosity and he went down to Peru and he wound up meeting this couple who do all kinds of weaving and tapestries and making all kinds of things, furniture and pillows and using threads. And he realized like he really loved that too. And he wound up adding that to his wheelhouse and starting to design other things besides pottery. He just because he was following his joy. And I think that that is so powerful. And I think that we forget that we have the permission to live life on our terms. I think that we are so serious about everything and everything has to be quote unquote ready, or what's the point in doing something that would make you feel joy if it's not going to lead to anything, it's not going to be productive, it's not going to produce something. But it really does. What it produces is this feeling that you're chasing every day. And what it produces is, oh my gosh, this magic, these ideas that come, these relationships that form, the way you feel every day and how that can affect your life. So I want you to make a commitment. I want you to make a commitment to do the things that make you feel more of a state of joy. And let's think about like what stops you from making a commitment to these things that you love. Sometimes the excuse is like, there's not enough time. There's not enough energy. You might be easily pulled in other directions, or you're juggling a lot of stuff and you don't know what to prioritize or focus on. Sometimes you have this like life script, right? Like these limiting beliefs, like, I don't know the next thing to do. What if the next thing I do isn't the right one? What if I waste time going in the wrong direction? What's the point, since I probably won't succeed anyway? And it feels like I should already be at the finish line. I'm only a quarter of a mile into this 26-mile marathon. It's taking forever. So all of these things are just these like fears, right? They play over and over again in our minds. And we all have this. We all have this. And this is why we have to get ahead of it, right? We have to get ahead of it. Like I said to you so many times, when you're a kid, we've all tried to walk up the escalator that's going down. And when you're doing that, if you stop at any point, you don't stay in the same place. The escalator's going down, so you go down. You have to stay ahead of it. It's the same thing with the way that we charge our batteries, same thing with how we think. We have to know that our minds were created to look for ways to protect us. They look for worries and danger, and we have to be ahead of that. By just like we would charge our iPhone, we have to charge ourselves every day and think about how we're going to remind ourselves of the things that actually fuel us. You know, recently I started doing some like cognitive behavioral therapy for myself because I realized that in my relationship, based on my own trauma, my own past, sometimes I will start to like overanalyze my relationship and it will like take my mind hostage for hours. And I finally spoke to a therapist who said, you know, it's like a little bit obsessive compulsive the way you think about this, and it's causing you so much anxiety. And she said, what you have to do is recognize that you'll have like an intrusive thought, and then the intrusive thought starts to create anxiety. And then the anxiety looks for certainty. Anxiety wants certainty. And so it'll look for evidence that what you're saying is true, which just creates more anxiety.
So she said, what you need to do is when you think this intrusive thought, recognize it as an intrusive thought, and then see if you can choose a different thought that makes you feel something different. And the more you do that over and over, you know, see if you can start to look for evidence that this new thought, this more positive thought that makes you feel better, that that's actually true. And you have to train yourself. And the more you train yourself to do it, you will start to see the evidence of all those other things and you will start to find that. But we have to get ahead of it by every single day feeding ourselves with the things that actually help us to step back into that more positive state of joy. All right, before we keep going, let's just take a quick ad break to thank the sponsors who support this show. If you're someone like me who loves trying new products, but you don't always have time to make a stop at the store, then you're going to be a huge fan of FabFitFun and their fall box. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your specific interests, so you can really tailor it to the seasonal must-haves you need. I love the items they sent me in my box. I got a Kate Spade lunch tote, a pack of Wonder Beauty eye masks, because sometimes I worry about my eyes looking so tired since I don't get enough sleep. And I got a body souffle that doesn't just sound super fancy, but it smells really refreshing. I use it pretty much every day. They have lots of other items that you can get, like maybe you're in the mood for an ultra soft scarf or a cheese board or a body boost gel. They also offer a FabFitFun membership. So if you're a member, you get access to members only flash sales. Plus you receive free access to on-demand videos from FabFitFun TV, which includes exclusive content from incredible experts like Giada De Laurentiis, Jillian Michaels, and so many more. Those are just some yummy perks you get for joining their membership in addition to the box. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. Use coupon code DREAMJOB for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's $10 off your first FabFitFun box when you use code DREAMJOB at www.fabfitfun.com. How many of you actually know the numbers in your business? If you do, I'm really impressed because most business owners don't want to deal with any of that. There's just too many systems, too many resources involved, and it's a lot of headaches. That's why we need NetSuite by Oracle, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform, giving you the visibility and control that you need to grow. In fact, NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system. That's because NetSuite saves you time, money, and those unnecessary headaches. You can now manage sales, finance, and accounting, orders, and HR instantly right from your desktop or your phone. So if you aren't one of those business owners who can actually say they know their numbers, you're going to want to check this out. And right now, NetSuite is offering you valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/dreamjob. That's netsuite.com/dreamjob to download your free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, netsuite.com/dreamjob. Another thing that's really important to do is like know your why, right? Like take a second every day, close your eyes and visualize like, how do you want your life to be and what do you want to feel, and soak it in and hold this in your mind when you're feeling unmotivated and let that fuel you and ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen if I try this and fail? Versus what's the worst thing that happens if I never go for it? With Morgan Harper Nichols, I remember her saying that her why was she wanted to make someone else feel heard and seen every single day. I think that's such a beautiful grounding goal because that is something that each one of us has the capacity to do, to make someone else feel heard and seen every single day. And Alex Benayan, similarly, I remember him saying that at the end of it all, he realized that what he's trying to do is help other people see what's possible. I've told you that story. He told me about that woman from Teach for America. She was teaching this class and she had all the students draw out, what do you want to be when you grow up? They were in second grade and somebody drew an astronaut and somebody drew a doctor. And there was this kid in the back of the room and he wasn't drawing anything. And she said, what's up? And he said, I don't know what to draw. And she sat with him for a little while and tried to inspire him to think of some things. And she walked away and she came back over 10 minutes later and she said, what did you draw? And he said, a pizza delivery boy. And she said, oh, okay. And she called his mom later that night and said, you know, I want to talk to you about your son, Steven. All these kids drew all these beautiful things and he had a hard time. And then he finally did draw something. He drew a pizza delivery boy. And I'm wondering why you think he might have done that. And his mom, Steven's mom, said to the teacher, well, I know why he did that, because his dad's in jail and his uncle's a pizza delivery boy. So I guess
you know, he thinks that that's the best alternative to being in jail. And when Alex told me this story, he said, our job in this world is to show people what's possible. He said, because what this kid demonstrates, and this is true for all of us, he said, we will reach for the highest branch that we think is possible. And so part of what I'm trying to do every week on the show is give you examples so that you don't have hope, you have certainty, right? You've seen now every single week people showing up, doing what they love, feeling like themselves, living life on their terms. And there's a whole range of people from Howard Schultz, who grew up in public housing, who didn't have a lot of resources and did the most incredible thing where he built this business that's now worth $3.5 million, right? That's what he makes every year. And then you've seen people like Bobby Brown, who was a waitress who made a lipstick, and Lisa Congdon, who quit her job at 40. I mean, you have examples left and right of people who are feeling like themselves, making a living, doing things that bring them joy. So there is a sense of certainty, like this is a thing, right? People do this. You could go on Instagram right now and I could say, find 10 examples of someone who's making their living doing art. Find 10 examples of someone who makes their living, you know, knitting. I mean, it's endless, right? So there is that sense of what's possible. Another thing that I want you to think about doing is break down your eagle vision into mouse steps. Remember Martha Beck talked about that. You need to have this eagle vision, but like small steps. You know, this idea of SMART goals that George Duran, he published this in 1981. But SMART goals, it's a mnemonic acronym, and it stands for specific, meaningful, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And this is important because when you have something that's specific and achievable, right, and time-bound, you make a specific thing that you're going to do and you set a time that you're going to do it by. Okay, I'm going to do this by the end of the day. You can then start to look at that, right, and actually check that off the list. Remember with Lisa Congdon, she was backwards mapping. She said she wanted a successful Etsy shop. So she said, okay, I know how I have to set it up, and then I have to create something to put in the shop, and then I have to find ways to promote that. And so she decided, okay, maybe I'll set up the shop, put something in the shop, then I'll put an ad in the back of a magazine. And she also wanted to illustrate a book. So first she had to create a couple samples of her work in order to then fill the portfolio, right? So look at the big goal and then see if you can break that into smaller bites. Another important thing here is to build accountability. Like write it down, put it on the calendar. But not only that, tell a friend or somebody who you admire that you're going to do this. And make it a must, make it a non-negotiable that you're going to do it, and see if that friend or that other person that you admire, one of your mentors, maybe would check in with you in a week or so. And this is another reason why I really encourage you to go to our Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group and find people who you can meet up with. We have meetup groups now all over, not just in the States, but all over the world. People are meeting up, and every week they discuss the episodes, they discuss their own goals, and they keep each other accountable. It's pretty amazing what you can do when you have that kind of good social pressure, the positive social pressure. Another important thing is really thinking about keeping yourself in an energized state. And one example is like, find someone else who's doing this thing, maybe who's a couple steps ahead of you, and see if you can be around that person. See if you can apprentice under that person. See if you can take that person to lunch. One example from our show, we had Emma Bates here, who is actually a listener, who then wound up going ahead and being one of our success stories. Emma apprenticed under a floral designer. She learned the ropes, and then she got to the point where she could take over actually one of the branches of this woman's business. And Emma was working at an architecture firm and wound up being able to do this apprenticeship on her weekends while she still had that day job. And then this woman, wouldn't you believe, who owned this floral design shop, was moving out of state and said to Emma, would you like to take over this business? And she did. We can do so much when we start seeing what's possible. You know, one great example of this, I'm sure you guys have heard this, but we've never talked about it on the show, and it's such a good example. In 1954, Roger Bannister was the first person to ever break the record of running a 4-minute mile. He ran the mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. And what happened is that other runners started to actually work towards breaking that record because they now saw it was possible. And now that's literally the standard for professional runners. But up until 1954, people said it couldn't be done. Like, you could not run a 4-minute mile. It was impossible. Now that's what most people are doing. And why?
because he set a new standard as this is possible. Once he showed people that it was possible, they were able to sort of unhinge that limiting belief of, oh no, that just doesn't ever happen, to, oh, that is a thing that human beings can do, and therefore I'm going to do that. And now they do. So do the things that charge your batteries, you know, listen to the songs that make you feel like so fueled. This podcast, if it fires you up. If you have the work planned, by the way, in your schedule, try to avoid energy drainers that happen, you know, so right before you're about to do something, maybe avoid a conversation with someone who's doubting you in your life. And maybe don't scroll through somebody's social media page if they kind of make you feel bad. I also, like I said earlier on in the episode, I really, really want you to give yourself a big old permission slip to play and let it be messy and let yourself make mistakes. When Danielle Crisa was here, she told that Andy Warhol story. Remember, she said you have to make the thousands of paintings that get set on fire before you get the Marilyns and the soup cans. I mean, to think that Andy Warhol was burning those paintings, his own paintings, right? Because he wasn't making them with this intention of needing them to be perfect. He was making them to make them. And one of his assistants, she said, tried to take it out of the trash can. He was like, don't touch it. He was on this path where he wanted to become Andy Warhol. It wasn't about, it has to be perfect today. I have to sell it today. People have to write about me in art journals. He wanted to allow himself to really surrender to the process. And eventually it led him to those soup cans and those iconic Andy Warhols. And Steven Levinson, when he was here, he talked about writing that first draft. He was the Tony Award-winning playwright of Dear Evan Hansen. He said, you know, write the first draft, then go back later and look for clues like a detective. Instead of trying to like make something perfect, just let yourself make things and then go back and see, was there anything you liked about it? And it doesn't even matter if there wasn't. It just gets you in this habit of playing with it and having fun with it and not needing it to be perfect. When Susie Moore was here, she talked about how failure and success are the same road. Success is just further down the very same road. And I love that. It's so true. It's not like you're either a failure or you're a success. Successful people are the ones who they fail. They just stay in it, right? Remember Seth Godin talked about the dip? Like we all hit the dip and it's a matter of like, are you going to push through it? Because on the other side of the dip, that's where scarcity lies. And that's where the success is, because a lot of people are not even running the race anymore. So take action and celebrate the small steps and the small wins. Really celebrate it. Come and post about it in our Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group. We want to hear about it. Create your own milestones. Take one little step at a time. Prove to yourself that you can do this, because you can do this. All right, I want to hit a few more points, but first let's just say a quick thanks to our sponsors. Maybe you don't aspire to be a nurse, a doctor, or a dentist, but I bet at some point you've been helped by one of those awesome people. What these amazing people do every day is more than a job, and what they wear is more than a uniform. So it only makes sense that they should wear scrubs that help them feel good and perform at their best. Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. Other scrubs have been scratchy, uncomfortable, and to be honest, kind of ugly, and they weren't designed with the right properties to protect and hold life-saving tools. But every set of Figs is antimicrobial, so it protects from germs and bacteria. It's also ridiculously soft, moisture-wicking, and features four-way stretch. I got a pair of their pants and a t-shirt, and I can attest that these are some of the comfiest clothes I've ever worn. I'm no joke wearing them right now, and I wear them at least 2 days a week. So whether you're one of those awesome humans that works in healthcare or someone that wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using my code DREAMJOB. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com, wearfigs.com, and enter my code DREAMJOB at checkout. Just because we're not in school, it doesn't mean we stop learning. In fact, I think it's essential that we do whatever we can to keep ourselves moving forward with new ideas and new skills so we can continue to grow and evolve. That's why I love Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, entrepreneurs, and curious people everywhere. If you're picking up a new skill, figuring out your next side project, or pursuing a lifelong passion, Skillshare has classes for you. There are already millions of students already learning on Skillshare today, and you can be one of them. They have a special offer just for you. You can get 2 months of Skillshare for free when you go to Skillshare.com/dream. dreamed up to. They've got classes on things like photography, creative writing, marketing, entrepreneurship, and I'm particularly a fan of their classes on productivity and watercolor painting. For me, it's just fun to explore a completely new form of art and step outside of my comfort zone without feeling the need to do it perfectly. It's also really helpful when I want to hone a skill like Instagram branding, because there's always room for improvement across the board, and there are always some new aha insights that I haven't discovered yet. So right now, they're giving you 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/dreamjob2, and that's the number two. Again, go to Skillshare.com/dreamjob2 to start your 2 months now. I told you I did this like talent show, this salon at my house, and a friend of mine came over, and she is a hypnotherapist, and she decided that her talent was going to be that at the end of the night, she was going to have all of us close our eyes and do this like beautiful hypnotherapy. And hypnotherapy, I don't know a ton about it, but it's really neat. I'm learning about it from her. Basically, it's when you're sort of in this like hypnosis state, and somebody gives you these like really positive suggestions, and it feeds your subconscious, which we all need to rewire our subconscious, as we know, right? Because our subconscious dictates, you know, our thoughts, which create how we feel, and then our feelings dictate our actions. So I asked her when we were done, what she shared was so beautiful and so powerful. I said, could you go home and write down what you said? And she's like, I can write down as much as I can remember. I said, because I would love to share what you said tonight with my audience. So I want to share with you what she said. If you're driving or you're somewhere where you can't close your eyes, then you could just keep your eyes open and listen. But if you want, you can go back home later and listen to this with your eyes closed, because this might be like a miniature hypnosis session for you. I'm just going to share with you some positive suggestions that she shared. And if anybody is interested in reaching out to her for any reason, because you want to do a session or you want to follow up, she's the Beverly Hills Hypnotherapist at gmail.com. But here's what she shared. Join me on a journey of imagination. Turn inwards and focus on your breathing now. Take a deep breath in and hold it for 3 seconds. Then slowly exhale. Breathe in receptivity and breathe out any stress or doubt. Breathe in openness to positive change and breathe out anything that no longer serves you. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself at the top of a staircase of 20 stairs. In a moment, you will be descending. See yourself vividly standing at the top of that staircase. As you prepare to start walking down, you notice an angel on your shoulder. This angel is a person from your past or present that loves you and makes you feel safe. Becoming aware of their presence gives you a sense of peace and confidence as you start the descent. Deeper into your subconscious mind, you're going deeper and deeper. I'm going to count backwards from 20, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Breathing, going deeper into this subconscious, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, releasing and letting go, 4, drifting deeper, 3, emotionally and mentally relaxing, 2, opening the door to your subconscious, and 1, you're now deep into your subconscious. You find a doorway at the bottom of the staircase. As you open the door, you hear the sound of gurgling water. You see a sparkling pool of water with a waterfall cascading into it. It's like a dream, like a rainbow, like the rain. The water is inviting, and you decide to go in. As you enter the beautiful natural pool, you feel the warm water relax and cleanse your entire body from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. Your toes relax as they touch the soft, spongy bottom of the pool. The relaxation travels up your calves, through your knees, and all the way up to your thighs. Deepen your breathing as the relaxation continues to travel up your hips and torso, through your arms and into your hands. Feel that tingle as the warm water relaxes your neck and shoulders. You feel so relaxed and comfortable and an incredible sense of well-being. As you finally immerse your head in the water for just a moment, feel the warm, healing water relaxing your eyelids, your jaw, and even your tongue becomes looser in your mouth. Now, as you float serenely in this healing, warm water, listen only to the sound of my voice. Any other sounds around will only help you go even deeper and expand your consciousness. Sometimes in life, you choose to dig a little deeper and find interesting tidbits. It's within your power to choose to go from owning to being an owner. You determine what you do really well. Ultimately, our deepest self has the bags packed and is ready to go and make memories and live life and be free. Yet often we may find ourselves working all the time, grinding and not having time for ourselves. Getting out of a rut and living with a purpose teaches us about ourselves and has the power to change our lives forever. One can only get so much satisfaction out of working for someone else, building someone else's dream. There is so much more to the human experience, our family, friendships, the wisdom we gain, creativity, and so much more. A change in mindset means a change in behavior. This shift can and will create a ripple effect across your life. You know the address. You know something special. The answers are within you. Become aware now that stress and pain and feelings of not being needed or valued can creep in and take over. It could happen that you hear your own voice and you can't stand it. You don't think you're good enough or special enough to do what you truly desire. Perhaps you had to choose a path another chose for you and you got lost on that path. It's as if you got stuck on a median in the middle of a very busy street, four lanes on both sides and motorbikes rushing by. But the answer is easy. When you cross that street, you just have to stop the cars. How? The biggest lesson about navigating through life is to be super comfortable in your own skin. Approach any uncomfortable situation with confidence. Make the following declaration now. Accept me as I am. And the world will stop and open the doorways and opportunities of your wildest dreams and imagination. Some seek art and color and the ability to curate. Others just like to create stuff. But from this moment forward, choose to experience a commitment to your own self, to go with your heart and go with your soul, to be the creative human in charge of your own life. Conjure up for an instant one of the greatest moments of your life now. Give yourself permission to adventure back into who you are. It's been a crazy journey, but it's your journey. And speaking of journeys, even when you are in the most foreign of places, you can experience or hear or see someone or something familiar and it brings you home. And this is what it means to come home. Take a moment now and think about home, what home means to you. Smell what you would smell, hear the sounds that go with this image, see the loved ones that mean home for you, and feel that sense of security and peace of being at home. This is your story and it needs to be told. Make a decision now to go after your dreams, to be able to create a future that you're proud of. Remember the smiles on all the faces of your loved ones and the laughter you've shared. Finding love in so many different ways, let this drive you forward. Now your story has a name. Think back to yourself as an 8-year-old. A child often evaluates themselves through their parents' eyes, but you are an adult and you can choose to love yourself just the way you are. Let go now and forever release any preconception of what you think you are supposed to be. Let this truth that you are good enough sink to the deepest level of your soul. Going even deeper now, there is nobody else in the world that would be a better you than you are. In a moment, I'm going to count you up from 0 to 5, and when you open your eyes, you will feel very relaxed, completely alert, with an incredible sense of well-being. There is always a tendency to go a little bit deeper. 1, closing the door now to the subconscious mind. 2, blocking out any and all negatives. 3, locking in all the positive suggestions. 4, becoming aware of your body and the room around you. And 5, eyes open and wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open and wide awake. I just thought that was so powerful, you guys. It is so true. It's your life, and there are so many possibilities, and all of those positive suggestions are true. They're definitely more true than all the limiting, self-doubting beliefs that we have. I just felt compelled to share that with you. Thanks for letting me share that. That was something that a friend of mine shared with us when we did the salon the other night, and she's a Beverly Hills hypnotherapist at gmail.com if you want to reach out to her. She said, you don't have to share my email. She said, you don't have to tell people. And I said, no, but people might want to connect with you. And she said, okay, fine. So if you enjoyed that, you can reach out to her at beverlyhillshypnotherapist@gmail.com. I hope that what we talked about helps you move the needle forward and keeps you on track. So here are some takeaways. 1, be clear on your why. 2, you don't have to do it all at once. Break the big picture into actionable steps. 3, set yourself up to stay accountable. 4, keep your batteries charged. 5, take action and let it be imperfect. And 6, celebrate every step you take, every fail, and every win, no matter how big or how small. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. It really means the world to me. I'm well aware that you have a million things you could be doing with your time. So thanks for being here. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the show because there are really, truly, I can't wait till you see who's going to be on the show this month, but we have some of the most awesome people we've ever had. So definitely subscribe so that you don't miss out on that. And leave us a review on iTunes if you like the show. If there's someone who you think this episode would help, or if there's another episode, take a second right now and share it with them. Because I get so many emails from people who said, I found your show because of my sister or because of my friend or because of my coworker, and it's been everything for me. And so you guys are helping me do that. And together we're sort of creating this really powerful movement. So please go ahead and do that. I'll leave you with a song of mine, and I'll just remind you that if you pre-order my book before September 16th, you will be getting this free workshop that I'm doing. It's a free full week of an immersion, which will help you really clarify what you want to do and how to scale that. It's going to be pretty awesome. And I will be live every single day for at least an hour. So pre-order the book before then. And as I said before, it's really embarrassing and it makes me feel really vulnerable to ask you for help. But if you pre-order the book, it's the difference between people actually hearing about it and it getting buried and stores not carrying it. And I wouldn't have worked this hard on it, and I wouldn't show up doing this podcast every single week. So earnestly, if I didn't want people to hear this message, I think it's really helped a lot of people, and I would love you to help me help more people and for us to see more people waking up every day, adding more of themselves to the world and feeling more of that joy that they deserve. So if you feel like the podcast has been worth $15 or $20 of value to you, that's what it costs to buy the book. And if you pre-order any version, whether it's audio version or hardcover or softcover, it all counts. So please go ahead and do it, and you'll help me reach my goal. I'm halfway there. We have 8 weeks to get our pre-orders in there. So please do that. I would really, really appreciate it. And thanks for humoring me. It's really not easy, you guys, to ask for help. So thank you for being so supportive and so awesome. I'll leave you with another song of mine, and I'll talk to you on Thursday.
The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.
So many times I chose to run. So many times I held my tongue. I held my tongue. Never saying what I needed to. Scared they walk away. And I would lose. Yeah, I would lose. But now. I fell down, but I got around. not the heart of a hero.